Welcome back to the War Room. We have started the third hour. What do y'all keep flashing up there? Oh. Thank you for coming to 7-Eleven. Can I cover up a crime for you? I smother it in butter and jelly sauce. All right, let's go to Willie in California. Wants to finish up about his outlawing of dual citizenship. Go ahead, Willie. Thanks for holding for that 1 minute break.
Yeah. Hey, Rob. Yeah. I was just saying, Todd Callender, the constitutional attorney, reported he's caught many politicians. I can remember back a couple of years ago, he told us this, not having officially signed legal oaths of office on file, and many dual citizens as well. They should really be withdrawn from office if they're refusing to file their notarized oath or pledge loyalty to any other foreign countries, especially.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, you shouldn't even be allowed to get on the ballot, for one, if you're the dual citizenship. But then this thing where they're not signing those papers, and then, but, you know, why isn't the sheriff going and saying, hey, we got to remove you from office? Nobody ever gets removed from office for doing this. But you guarantee if there was a Republican out there, or like a good populist candidate that didn't sign their oath of office or didn't take their oath of office, oh, you know, they'd be removed and like that. Boom, all gone. We can't have people not putting their oath of office in. There'd be MSNBC talking about it for days. No, but the Dimtards are allowed to get away with whatever they want. Thanks for calling, Willie. Let's go to Bart in Texas. Has a question for me. Go ahead, Bart.
Yeah, it's Mark, but that's all right. Just don't call me late for dinner.
All right, Mark.
Your previous guest there, Yvonne Ricklin, that's pretty good. I like seeing that kind of stuff. That's kind of like old InfoWars. The thing that I've got a question about, I listened to Jonesy and what's his name talking about how they're going to fix
Seraphim?
The world after the
yeah.
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 No, actually, Mike Adams.
Oh, Mike Adams. Okay.
Yeah, and the problem is I hear him quoting stuff that sounds like it's right out of what was going on back before God decided to send everybody out into the world at Babel. And so really what it boils down to is when was your fear of God moment?
It was sometime in July of 2021. I was in a hotel room and I thought I was going to die I got a pretty bad case of COVID, and I thought it was allergies for about 4 days. And then finally I couldn't get out of bed. I literally had to crawl into the bathroom to go to the bathroom. And I started having that, oh my God, this could be it. And I started trying to figure out, like, you know, I got to record something. I was recording a bunch of video at the time. Like, so if I died, there would be something on there about, you know, what I was going through. But that kind of coming out of that really focused and changed me more than I think anything other than having children, in terms of like really focusing to get on the right step, you know, to lead a better life, essentially.
Well, that's cool. So I guess the big question is did you fix that with ivermectin and all the stuff that Fauci and the dirtbags were saying you shouldn't take my remdesivir and all that kind of garbage?
1,000%. Ivermectin, yeah, butacidine, doxycycline, zinc, vitamin C, curcumin, which is turmeric, bromelain. I took a lot of stuff. BPC-157. It's a peptide. That stuff works wonders. It's expensive, though, but it works. I did IVs. I did all kind of stuff, and I'm back, baby. Like 20 miles yesterday, 15 miles today. Boom.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think that this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So it's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
This aggression will not stand, man. Rob Dew is here to sort it all out, war room style.
All right, we've entered into the final hour, the final two segments of the war room. We've got loaded phone lines. I've got a few videos I want to play. I think I'd like to play this first. This is a good example of not backing down and not, because that's what these people like to do. They try to make you feel bad for, you know, not wanting drag queens to be touching your children. You know, they'll try to make you feel bad about that. And you can't. You just say, no. You don't have to get mad. You don't have to get angry. You don't have to cuss. You're just like, no, that's disgusting. That's evil. We're not going to have that in our community anymore. So this is Sydney Sweeney yesterday refusing to apologize for her American Eagle jeans ad, where she goes, "I have good jeans." I mean, and the little witch creature from GQ trying to get her, like, "You need to apologize. You feel bad about that?" That's all these people want to do. They want to get you to say, "I'm sorry," and you don't do it. Don't ever apologize. Don't ever apologize to these people. Here's the clip number 4.
I'm literally in jeans and a t-shirt, like, every day of my life.
Jeans are uncontroversial. Jeans are awesome.
Yeah, I like your jeans.
You look great in your jeans. I think I know how you're going to answer this, but I'm going to ask anyway. I mean, the president tweeted about the jeans ad, or Truth Social about the jeans ad, and that just seems to me like a very crazy moment for anyone, and I wondered what that was like.
It was surreal.
It was surreal.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be totally human. I would probably feel, like, thankful that somebody had my back in public, you know? And conveniently, some very powerful people had my back in public. And I wondered if you felt that way.
I don't think that... It's not that feeling didn't... I didn't have that feeling, but I wasn't thinking of it like that, or like of any of it. I kind of just put my phone away. I was filming every day. I'm filming Euphoria, so I'm working like 16-hour days, and I don't really bring my phone on set, so I work, and then I go home and I go to sleep. So I didn't really see a lot of it.
You've made a really good case for keeping your thoughts and your life separate from that work. But the risk is that, you know, there's a chance that somebody will get some idea about what you think about certain issues, mm-hmm. and feel like, I don't want to see Christy because of that. Like, do you worry about that?
No.
The criticism of the content, which was basically that maybe specifically in this political climate, like, white people shouldn't joke about genetic superiority, like, that was kind of like the criticism, broadly mm-hmm. speaking. And since you are talking about this, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about that specifically.
I think that when I have an issue that I want to speak about, people will hear.
Oh my God. Well, I was trying to, you know, just standing your ground. She didn't get all angry and yelling at this leftist witch who's trying to get her to enter a struggle session and repent. You have to repent for your ideas because we don't like them. You're not tolerant enough. And she stood her ground. That's all you need to do. Stand your ground. That's it. All right, let's go to Bart is still there. Bart, did you have another question for me? Or
no, frankly, I'm in a flat scissors with your BFM or your board Nazis on discussion topics, but that's fine because the biggest thing I had then is that if you would show something like all those pederasts, because I sent you a Funkin' Wagnalls that explains the difference between pedophile and pederast and pedorast.
Okay.
Don't you think you ought to show Silent Scream on there? I just searched it up on YouTube. It's still there. You got to find it. But why don't you play that for everybody and see if they can't figure out when their own come to Jesus moment was. Because we're
When was your come to Jesus moment? When did yours happen?
Mine was pretty much when they told me to take the shot, and I wrote that letter that I sent to you guys, and I think somebody read it in one of those care packages.
Oh, okay.
That's when I figured out that people that imagine themselves wise and then listen to fools who call themselves scientists pretty much are in that circle that you're kicking. And the point is that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So however he brings you back, he's determined your days.
Sure.
And you've got that much time to repent and get it right, because God is pro-choice.
And I tell you what, I had a friend who got sick in March of that year, and she was in the hospital for 2 weeks, went out of the hospital, got sick again, went back in, and they put her on an intubator and killed her. That ventilator machine. And, I was sending her information, sometimes, you can only warn so many people. I had friends of mine who were like, oh yeah, I took the vaccine. I'm like, why didn't you call me first? Just call, just see what the weirdo had to say. You know, maybe I could have told you something. I don't know. Maybe not, but people took it for different reasons. I feel bad for them. Now I try to help people detox themselves from spike protein. And I've helped a couple people, just telling them what I did. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm not diagnosing anybody. I'm just saying, this is what I did. You should try what I did. See what happens. Do you see it? Tell me how you feel. Here, I'll give you some stuff. Check it out. Try it. Cause I'm for, showing people that they can heal themselves. Not that they have to go to a doctor and get a prescription drug. They can heal themselves with just a little bit of research and a little bit of experimentation. You could do it. Thanks for calling, Bart. Let's go to Dean in Ohio. He wants to talk about Obamacare, Medicare. Go ahead, Dean.
Great show tonight. I just recently turned 65 and got on. You're forced to take Medicare, right?
Right.
And the Affordable Cares Act, right? Remember when it first came out, there was a doctor and he read it and he said that they were going to be able to come into your house and do assessments and this. Well, they're implementing it, because since I've been on it, they've called me like 3 times, and one guy even got aggressive and said, well, we're trying to pay $75 to do it. I get these calls and letters all the time. We'll pay you $40 to go do this. They're after your data, yeah. But it all ties in. I told people, I didn't listen to Alex Jones when the pandemic happened, and I told my entire family, I told people, my neighbors, I said, do not take a shot. You got to be kidding me. But anyway, my sister's dead, 2 of them. My friend, neighbor, he's getting ready to die. It's their implementation of it. They've implemented it. They're like wanting to force their way into our houses now.
Yeah, that's what it all. You give up these rights when you accept their free stuff. You give up your rights, and that's the crazy thing about it. Now, I'm going to go to this. This is a video I put out in 2020, and I didn't have the government plan in front of me. but I saw what was happening and how they were using it. So there it is. Is coronavirus a man-made depopulation weapon? Uploaded January 22nd of 2020. And back then it was in China. They weren't even calling it COVID-19. It was coronavirus. Coronavirus. Who was that? Cardi B said it like that. That's something that'll haunt me for the rest of my life. Coronavirus. Anyway, I'm just going over the numbers, and then I go into just a little more just analysis of what I'm seeing around me and what they've done in the past. And that's all I do. I just look at what they've done in the past and look at what they're trying to do now and then see how it relates. So we're going to go to this little report, and then we'll come back to more of your calls. Rob Dew here, reporting for Infowars.com. There have been some updates in the coronavirus, and I want to make everyone aware of them. Right now, there's about 17 deaths associated with the virus, and over 400 people have been infected with the disease in the Wuhan province, what they're calling now is the Wuhan coronavirus. It is a type of bronchial infection that's related to SARS and also MERS. These are also forms of the coronavirus. But did you know this? Did you know that there is a patent for the coronavirus? That's right. The Perbright Institute owns the patent to the coronavirus, and I'm going to tell you the patent number right now. It is 10130701, and it was invented by Erica Bickerson, Sarah Keep, and Paul Britton. They filed for the patent in July 23rd, 2015, and the patent was granted November 20th, 2018. Now, why is that important? Well, a lot of companies that develop vaccines must first patent the virus. Did you know the Ebola virus is patented now by the CDC? They own the patent to the literal Ebola virus. So we have these companies making vaccines, but first they have to patent these viruses. And why are they doing that? Well, a lot of people say it's because of depopulation. In fact, it was Prince Philip who once said he wanted to be reincarnated as a virus to come back and help kill off most of the population. Because in his effect, humans are bad for the earth. As you see, the society we've created here, we're bad for the earth and therefore need to be eliminated. That's why you also see groups like Extinction Rebellion and others touting global warming, because that is a way to control human development and human growth. What do humans exhale? Carbon dioxide. What is the bad element? Carbon dioxide. So they have to get rid of that, and one way to do it is by getting rid of humans and human development. Getting back to the coronavirus, the area of Wuhan where this virus originated has now gone on full quarantine. People are not allowed to leave or enter the city, and they've stopped all public transportation. But is it possible, since this virus is patented and they are making a vaccine for it, that this is a man-made problem? I take you back to the SV40 virus. Never heard of it? It was named for simian virus 40, which was found in the polio shot, and it gave hundreds of millions of people here in the United States cancer. In fact, you can find videos of one Dr. Heinemann talking about the SV40 virus and how they were testing it on the Russians and how they knew it was going to give them cancerous tumors.
Gee, that damn SV40. I mean, that damn vacuolating agent that we have. I'm going to just pick that particular one. Mm-hmm. That virus has got to be in vaccines, and it's got to be in Sabin's vaccine, so I quick went and tested it. Sure enough, it was in there.
And I'll be damned.
So now, so I go ahead and...
So you just took stocks of Sabin's vaccine off the shelf here at Merck?
Yeah, well, that had not been made at Merck. It was made at Merck.
You were making it for Sabin at this point?
Yeah, it was made before I came.
Yeah, but at this point, Sabin is still just doing these massive field trials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In Russia and so forth. So I go down, I talked about the detection of non-detected virus. I told Albert...
But at this point, Sabin is still just doing these massive field trials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In Russia and so forth. So I go down... I talked about the detection of non-detected virus. And I told Albert, I said, listen, Albert, I said, you know, you and I are good friends. But I said, I'm gonna go down there and you're going to get upset. But I'm going to talk about a virus that's in your vaccine. Now, you're going to get rid of the virus. Don't worry about it. You're going to get rid of it. But, so, of course, Albert was very upset with me.
What did he say?
Well, he said basically that this is just another obfuscation that is going to upset vaccines. And I said, well, you know, you're absolutely right. But I said, we have a new era here. We have a new era of a detection. And the important thing is to get rid of these viruses.
Why would he call it an obfuscation if it was a virus that was contaminated?
Well, because there are 40 different viruses in these vaccines anyway that we were inactivating. And...
But you weren't inactivating the kids, though.
That's correct. No, that's right. But yellow fever vaccine had leukemia virus in it, and, you know, this is in the days of very crude science. So anyway, I went down and talked to him, and I would say, well, why are you concerned about it? I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, I have a feeling in my bones that this virus is different. I don't know why to tell you this, but I've been around biology a long time. I just think this virus may have some long-term effects. Mm-hmm. And he said, what? I said, well, cancer.
I love it. Go ahead.
No. I said, Albert, I said, you probably think I'm nuts, but I just have that feeling. Well, in the meantime, we had taken this virus and put it into hamsters.
Uh-huh.
So we had this meeting, and that was sort of the topic of the day, and the jokes that were going around was, gee, we would win the Olympics because the Russians would all be loaded down with tumors. This is where the vaccine was being tested. This was right.
So can we trust the elites to really keep us safe? As you can see, the Capitol's over to my left, and right now they're trying to invent charges and persecutions against President Trump. Over here to my right, the Black History Museum, where you can go find actual documentation about the Tuskegee experiment, where individuals in our government injected young black men with syphilis to see how it would spread. Those are the kind of people that are in our government. So when I see things like the coronavirus popping up, and I see patents being filed and vaccines being made, I tend to think it's a man-made problem. This is Rob Dew reporting for Infowars.com.
You know, and all I did was look at the past and look at what's going on and go, that's why I didn't take the shot. Because I don't trust these MFers. I don't trust them one bit. So you can go, that's in the special reports channel. I didn't even have my own channel then. You can go grab that and, you know, download it, because someday Bandai Video may not be around. And, you know, back in January 22nd of 2020, I'm telling you, they create these viruses, then they create the vaccines. Oh, and lo and behold, they put cancer viruses in the vaccine. Don't worry, though. I'm sure it's safe. All right, let's go to Michael in Ohio. Has a three-step plan to end corruption. We got 6 minutes, so I hope you can get it all done in 6 minutes. Go ahead.
I'm going to do my best, Rob. You're bringing good energy tonight, man. I like it. I wish you hosted the War Room and Harrison was back on the American Journal. But, hey, we're going to take what we get. So I like that every caller led into my call. They all talked about right to protest, the Second Amendment right to join a militia. You know, all of them were talking about standing up against corruption. So here's my three-step plan. One, we have got to equip ourselves with our constitutional rights, understand the function of our government, the framework, and learn the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Now, once you learn it, you have to start applying it, knowing it's not enough. You have to push this message to law enforcement officers, to the court system.
They call that invoking your rights. You invoke your rights.
Exactly. Now, once you learn to invoke your rights, you're going to want to start going a little further. You're going to want to start trying to be your own lawyer. You're going to want to look into case law. And if you're interested in this, if you follow me, at Gonna Getcha, that's GonaGecha on X, I've posted an AI tool that a gentleman I know in Vermont built, and he's used this to win several traffic cases. And basically what this AI tool does is it researches all available case law, Supreme Court, to the state, to everything. And I actually ran it through asking, you know, hey, what could Alex Jones' legal team have done differently? And it printed out like a 50-page plan on how he could have filed for different motions. You know, there are several Supreme Court case laws that quotes things like that. I won't go into it. If you want to contact me, I'd be more than happy to show it to you. But So we start applying these, because once 10% of the people in the courts start expressing their rights and taking this themselves to court, the court system is going to fail. They're going to go bankrupt. They cannot afford jury trials. They cannot afford any of that. My second step to the ending corruption, and this is important, and this is going to take Congress's, you know, willingness to do this, unfortunately, but we need to make an amendment to the Constitution that will only allow, in my opinion, sixth-generation Americans to run for any elected office. I'm talking dog catcher even. You have got to have been, your family has to have been here for six generations. If they want to set it up somehow to where, like, serving in the military for a couple generations, save some time off, whatever, but by then you're Americanized. You know, you've fallen into the American pattern, you've adapted, you're not worried about your home country. Three, we need to also pass another amendment where we get rid of this oath of office. The oath of office is junk. They need to sign a binding contract when they get in office, and I'm talking clear down to dog catcher again. If they violate your constitutional rights and are found guilty thereof by a grand jury, which I'll lead into this in a second, they forfeit their life. In the contract, it says you will be hung by the neck until dead in the Capitol Square. And I guarantee you politicians are going to change their whole attitude real quick. Now, when it comes to the grand jury and the jury that will find these people guilty, we have to have a constitutional test. You have to be, and I think this should be like even for a registered voter, you should have to pass a basic civics test or something in order to say, okay, I understand government, I understand this framework, I understand my rights, I understand what they shouldn't do, now I'm going to find the best candidate. But those jurors would be selected out of a pool of people who have been, you know, established to know the Constitution and can perform a grand jury task or a jury task. And the AI tool that my friend created, it's called Lawful Liberator, and I shared it on my X. It's free to use. You do have to get what's called like an API key. And I think it cost, I don't know, I had to put $5 on it. But, like, I asked it a ton of questions, and it cost me 27 cents. So it's a very amazing tool. But I just want to get that out there to people. If you guys could share it on X and, you know, to spread the word, we really need to equip ourselves with the ability to defend ourselves and teach future generations. That's what they need to do. We've gotten lazy, and we've gotten lax.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, we showed your X account up there. I just followed you. Rob just followed you in the back as well.
Nice. Heck yeah.
So, yeah, man, I'll check out that tool. Incidentally enough, I have 18 months ago, I got caught in a speed trap, and I've been fighting it. And, you know, I put out like a 10 list of discovery items I wanted, and they've yet to give me anything. They came back with some, you know, deal where, oh, you pay $200 and it'll all go away. No, I want to see the video that you have, you know? Okay, well, our offer's withdrawn. Good. Withdraw your offer. I don't care about your offer. Show me the video I asked for. That's what I want to see. I want to see your evidence against me. And you have to hold these people, because they want to try to make it, oh, we'll just charge him just enough to where he'll go, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You know what? It's worth it. I'm sick and tired of playing with these people. It's ridiculous. It's all evil revenue generation, in my opinion. So thanks for your call. We'll be right back after this. I got some breaking news about grand jury subpoenas with John Brennan and others. We'll be right back to talk about it. You're watching The War Room.
You are the reason InfoWars existed. You're the reason we've had so much success. You're the reason the globals hate our guts. I couldn't have done any of this without you. And now we're so close to being shut down. We fought so hard. We never gave up. We never backed down. But they have the state receiver appointed. He was here today. He can shut us down any time. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of November 6th, Thursday, November 6th, 2025. And you have until this Sunday, just 3 days, to take advantage of the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com, which I don't own, but finances the new network and keeps InfoWars on the air so the bad guys can't shut it down. You get great products, the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, collectible knives, and so much more, and you keep this operation on air one way or another. I am the InfoWar. My crew is the InfoWar. The caller, the guest. All of us are the InfoWar. They're not going to shut us down. We're not giving up. The fact that they've come after us so hard is a testament to how far we've come against them, and they know they can't continue to operate. They're going to lose if they don't shut us down. So be the reason we stay on the air. Huge sale, 25% off store-wide on top of huge sales, 50% off on things like ultramethylene blue and more. It ends this Sunday. Take advantage of it right now at thealexjonesstore.com, and I salute all of you, and thank you for being at the heart of this fight. You are the spirit of 1776 worldwide. You are the resistance.
Truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app, available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom.
There is a white supremacy problem. And it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because of what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carville and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that. But not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view. I think it's your view. Not out starting fights. Not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you, and this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Getting some breaking news. This is from Fox News, just dropped 525. Grand jury subpoenas John Brennan, Peter Stroke, and Lisa Page in Trump Russia probe. So we're finally getting a little action. Is it too little too late? We talked with Ivan Ranklin earlier, said there's about 60 days before the CIA agent, Peck Angel, becomes governor of Virginia. Inserted in there, the non-murderer disavower, or the murderer non-disavower. She would not disavow murder. Federal grand jury subpoena former CIA director John Brennan, former FBI officials Peter Stroke and Lisa Page, among others, as part of the Justice Department's investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russia probe. And I feel like this is Groundhog Day again, because didn't we have a special counsel investigation that didn't do anything? John Durham was like, oh, Durham's going to do something. We got Durham. We got the Durham report. And it was nothing. It was weak. Weak sauce, as we say. They were served subpoenas on Friday. So up to 30 subpoenas will be issued in the coming days related to this investigation. The grand jury's out of Southern District of Florida, which is a good sign. And Jason Redding Quinones is supervising the probe. So that's a good sign. So we're going to start putting these people, putting their thumbs to the screws. Let's go to this clip, 18 from CBS, DOJ investigating Mariel Bowser for corruption. So things are starting to heat up. Here's that clip.
We're following some breaking news in D.C. right now. The Justice Department is said to be investigating D.C. Mayor Mariel Bowser for corruption. That's according to the New York Times. Now, the investigation reportedly focuses on the mayor's 2023 trip to Dubai for a United Nations conference. Sources close to the investigation say there are questions about who may have paid for the trip. The mayor's office says the district has not been notified of any investigation. They gave us a statement saying, quote, this was a business trip. D.C. representatives regularly travel to promote Washington as a destination for investment and growth. All proper paperwork for this standard donation is on file. We've reached out to the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. for a comment.
Well, it'll either be a nothing burger or they were hiding something. Maybe they got somebody to talk. Let's go to, let's see, who's been holding the longest? Jay in FEMA Region 10 has been holding the longest. Why does everything seem connected? Because it is, but that's my, I'm sure you got more of a question than that. Go ahead, Jay. Thanks for calling.
Yes, indeed. No, that's sort of where I'm going with. But first, get some business out of the way. I'm a listener for a while, and I've been an active VIP club member since January or so, and recently became a platinum VIP by subscribing. Now, finally tried the Shilajit and the CMOS. Actually, got the gummies when they had the buy one get one last month, and adding that to the methylene blue and the daily regimen of Optimal Human, the superfood. The greens powder,
yeah.
I tell you, it has really just sort of supercharged, you know, life in general. And also, I've noticed after adding in the methylene blue, my vision got better a little bit. I was noticing like the beginning stages of what could be considered maybe glaucoma, and that's pretty much taken care of itself. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, that's anecdotal, and I certainly can't say that that's what everybody else is going to have, but I've had quite the measure of success with the Alex Jones Store supplements. Very excited to be subscribed for the red, and I want to see what happens when you get to go purple.
Yeah, and so, and let's just look at some economics of this. How much do you think you're spending per month on Alex Jones products?
I know exactly how much I'm spending on Alex Jones products. Right now, it's about $130 a month.
So $130
a
month.
That's four supplements, the methylene blue, red, and I went ahead and subscribed to the Shilajit and the CMOS caps.
And you're feeling a better quality of life from what you're saying, and you're saying your vision's gotten better from that. So, I mean, does that sound like something that's worth it to you?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I mean, like, it's and the thing of it is that with a lot of it, I mean, like, the focus has gotten better, clarity, you know, all those things too, certainly. And again, that's why I'm kind of excited to see what the red will do. Yeah, absolutely worth it. And even if it didn't work, I mean, like, knowing that it goes toward, you know, fund the info war and put these slimy degenerates back under the rock from which they crawled out from under, or at least doing our best to do so.
Yeah, put a spotlight on them. Totally, totally. That's, you know, that's what it's all about, because nobody else is doing it. You watch the mainstream media, they're talking about, you know, why the shutdown is important, but they'll just sit and talk about the shutdown all day and these other little micro problems that aren't even really problems. And, you know, not looking at, like, just having Ivan Ranklin on today was like a masterclass and, like, you know, the past 5 years of the deep state ops right there and how they're using different parts of the law to circumvent accountability.
Yes. The only thing that I would add with the previous callers, to kind of piggyback off of that, like the importance, it cannot be stressed enough for making a difference within the community that you already live in. Yes, indeed, national politics is important. I'm not trying to downplay what y'all do with, giving us the news on, the national and international stage and stuff. That's critical. But while that stuff is, in fact, important, the things that are happening in our own backyard are 10,000 times more important because they impact us to a much greater degree of, intensity than the national stuff does.
Yeah.
Now, of course, there's the...
And that's how they implement... Let me interrupt you one second. That's how they implement those national directives, like Agenda 2030 is being done through the county commissioners. The fluoride watering plan is done locally. It's instituted locally, but it's from a national plan. So they kind of go hand in hand, but you can stop it at your local source. There's a group of students down in San Marcos that got fluoride out of the water there because they just kept bitching about it and they wouldn't stop. And that's how you have to do. You have to just annoy these people till they want you out of their hair and they're going to do what you want. That's what you have to do.
Yes, indeed. Also, I've noticed there's a lot less fake clouds in the sky here recently, and I remember John's had a report on it earlier this week and kind of pointing it out, and I've been mentioning it that I've noticed fewer days with fake clouds, and I'm literally in a suburb of Portland, so I'm on that side of the world, and you'd think you'd have all the globalists every day all the time, and it has been bad out here, but in the past, like I'd say 3 weeks or so, lot less fake clouds, and as a result, I've been able to breathe a whole heck of a lot better, which I'm always looking for the sunny side.
And who doesn't want to breathe?
Nowadays. yeah, sure enough, go figure.
Jay, thanks for the support, appreciate it. Take care of us out there in FEMA Region 10. I got Daryl coming up in North Carolina. I was talking about how he's seen more chemtrails, but I don't want to go to him yet. I want to go to James in New Hampshire because he was waiting the next longest. And so let's go to James. Daryl, you hang tight. I'm going to go to you and a couple more callers. Go ahead, James. Yep, don't drop Rob, another one or we have to cut you off.
No, I like you, Rob. I love you.
Yeah?
But, dude, listening to your Southerners, I was going to talk about something else, but listening to these... Oh no! I'm here! And oh my God! And you guys did everything for me, and I didn't. Like you guys sound like you're retarded.
Oh, we do. Okay. Tell us how we're not going to be retarded. Where are you from, New Hampshire? Tell us how unretarded is New Hampshire.
No, I hate New Hampshire, and I hate the Northeast. But you guys sound retarded, and you guys are like down there, like, oh my God, oh, it just done everything for me, oh my God, and like it's like I like you, Rob. I love you, actually. I love you. I love Owen. I love Harrison, and he had to get like some Vagisil or something. Like his vagina was hurting or something, right today. So, Rob, you're cool. You're a cool guy. Let's all calm down. Let's just relax. But like,
well, what do you want to talk about? I'm glad you're worried about how we talk. But what do you want to talk about?
Can we talk about like Hitler and the Jews?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah. What's up with Hitler and the Jews?
Have you ever seen Europa, The Last Battle? I tried to talk to Harrison about it, and he got his panties all in a bunch.
I don't know if I've seen Europa and The Last Battle. I don't think I have. I don't watch much TV anymore.
Dude, it's not on TV. They won't even allow it anywhere. That's the whole point.
No, I'm sure I can find it. Europa and The Last Battle. Like, all right, and what is it supposed to tell me? That Hitler was a good guy?
Shoot, they're a big guy.
I mean, listen, Hitler, you realize Hitler was funded by the British and all these other giant bankers. That's how he rose to power. He was an agent just like it. Now, I'm not saying he didn't do some, he did some pretty good things. He built the Autobahn. He got Germany back on track economically, but then he went crazy. Then he went crazy and decided that he was being attacked and he had to go attack people. And I don't know if he was told to do that or if he did it on his own, but you know, you weren't allowed to criticize the Nazi regime if you were living there, brother. So, you know,
can you let me talk for a minute?
Am I cutting you off? I'm sorry.
Yeah. You and Alex, you cut people off all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Bro.
All right. You got 30 seconds. Go.
Okay. Guess what? Well, Europa, the watch, the last battle. Watch it, everybody that's listening right now. It is exactly the truth. These Jews, look up Jews, look up the Jews that are like on Fox News and all this stuff. That it's always Jew. It's just like Alex. It's Jew. It's all Jews, dude. When you really look at it. Look at it and think about it, dude. Like, I've been drinking tonight, and I'm lit, bro.
And you're thinking about the Jews, like, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm all, dude. I think about them all the time. Look at them, bro. Dude, look at Gen Z. Look at Gen Z. They know, dude. They, like Nick Fuentes, look at these people.
Yeah.
Hayden McDougal or whatever the hell his name is or whatever, they know, dude. They're like, and they think that we're like pieces of crap. Like the millennials and Gen X and all of us, like, and they're right.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Hey, I gave you time and I didn't interrupt you. I'm jumping to, I got two more callers I got to get to and I want to play an Alex report. Appreciate your call. I'll check out your film. I don't know if it's yours, but let's go to Mr. Process. Go ahead, Mr. Process.
Hi, Rob Dew. I wanted to talk about some space stuff, if that's okay.
Kinda sure. Yeah, topic. You have three eye atlas. There's no pictures. I saw something that had lights on it, but I don't know. Honestly, I think it's much ado about nothing. I don't think it's going to be anything, just like every other thing that comes along that they try to get you to freak out about, and it's always nothing. But go ahead.
Yeah,
and I'm not mad at you for bringing it up, though, by the way. I'm all about talking about it, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I'm interested in, like, the Book of Enoch and stuff on space.
Yeah.
So big, you know, something could be out there. And, like, what puzzles me about this is that we have, like, the Hubble Space Telescope, and it took its last picture of the 3I Atlas in, like, July 21st, and it was, like, potato quality, but yet we're able to see, like, other pictures from like faraway galaxies and nebulae and stuff, and they're like clear and high resolution. And then the most recent picture was on October 31st, but we weren't able to see, has been released because of the shutdown.
Right.
So I think that's just like kind of bizarre that we're not able, with all this technology and money we put into, you know, all this space.
Hey, you know, it's like this. We can't find the Jan 6 bomber who's on a phone, but we could find every J6er who walked through the velvet ropes. That's your government for you. Guys, we're going to play this last report, and I'm out of here. We'll see you on Monday. Harrison Smith should be back. Sorry, Daryl couldn't get to you. The chemtrails are lightning, but they probably are up in your area. But here we go. Here's Alex.
This is not a joke, we assure you. A bankruptcy judge forced Jones to sell InfoWars this year. It was done to help pay a more than $1 billion defamation judgment to the families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims. Jones repeatedly called that shooting a hoax, and some of those families supported The Onion's winning bid.
The report you just saw aired on November 15th, 2024, on national NBC News. They said InfoWars was closed. They said we were sold to The Onion, who was backed by Michael Bloomberg and his gun confiscation group. But here we are almost a year later, and we're still on air. They want you to forget about what they did. But now the owner of The Onion, the former head censor at MSNBC, has gone on Wired Magazine's podcast and said, if I was God,
what would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
And he said that he wants to pretend he's us, misrepresent us, steal our identity to discredit us. But the website InfoWars.com is just a website. This building is just a building. But a year later, they have appointed a state receiver. They are coming in here and trying to shut us down. They can say as early as next week. This has been a long, drawn-out battle. But I just want you to remember what they've done and the scams they pulled. And no, we have major civil rights lawsuits that have already been filed and even bigger ones that are about to be filed for conspiracy against our rights. And there are ongoing, despite what you've heard in the media, who said they got shut down, DOJ investigations into what's happening. So this is a big deal. They can do this to me. They can do this to anybody. I never did any of the things they said I did. In fact, at the end, I'll show you what Grok and ChatGPT said about my case. They admitted that I was found guilty by judges, and they had a show trial. It's all lies, ladies and gentlemen. Everything about this has been a fraud. They're fake auctions, all of it. In May of last year, they sent in, a year and a half ago, armed guards without a court order and ordered us out of the building. I said, no, I'm calling the police. Give me a court order. This is what they've gone through, the lengths they've gone to. Try to get us off the air, but thanks to you, we're still here. But just remember what they've done, and that InfoWars belongs to you. It's an idea of the people questioning and challenging and speaking up. It's not a URL. It's not a building. But no, we've built the Alex Jones Backup Network. Follow me on X at AJN Live and on Rumble. And that regardless, we're going to continue on, but it is your financial support of thealexjonesshow.com that I don't own, so they can't get it, that is financing the new network for the crew. And we don't just intend to stay on air. We're going to go on air at least 19 hours a day live from 5 a.m. to midnight every night. We've got all the hosts lined up, everything. I won't be the owner. I'll just be the news director. I'll be a major host. They won't be able to shut us down. We're not just going to survive in the face of this tyranny. We're going to thrive. But the only missing element to all this tyranny, all this corruption, is you, word of mouth for the broadcast, sharing the articles and videos and live feeds, and buying the products at thealexjonesshow.com that are incredible. We have the best methylene blue. We have the best turmeric, the strongest. All of it is incredible because just like my information, the products are the best because I want them to work. I want you to be blown away by them, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I saw in comments today, the director of the company that owns Ozempic was with Trump talking about how they've cut the price of Ozempic and other drugs, and he collapses right there with Trump. And I said, man, how poetic is this? He admits he takes Ozempic. Look what happened to him. Gila monster venom, literally from the Gila monster. And I saw a bunch of comments saying, okay, you're criticizing him, but you sell snake oil. Do you know what turmeric does, regular raw 4%? Incredible anti-inflammatory in all the studies. We sell the strongest, 95% concentrated. Irish sea moss is incredible. 93 vitamins and minerals, a very special form of iodine. Ours is the most concentrated and strongest, the equivalent of 40 grams per serving. It's a huge bowl of it in one pill. We only sell stuff that really, really works. That's why Whole Foods is full of giant areas of supplements, because they work. Well, we've got the best of that. So, no, Gila monster venom and all the studies, paralyzing your guts, attacking your heart tissue, is bad. That drug will get recalled. What we're promoting is the very best of the best of known supplements that do incredible things. And just because the corporate media says that concentrates of, say, red wine isn't good for your heart, everybody knows that. Or a concentrate of garlic that's equivalent of 20 garlic bulbs. Everybody knows garlic's great for your whole body. It takes hours to get into all the science. Now with science, we have concentrates of all this that do miraculous things, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just that simple. So don't believe the left telling you don't get our products. Regardless, you're funding people that tell the truth, that stand up against tyranny, and expose all this evil. So what do you have to lose? Go get our ultramethylene blue. Get our Shilajit. Get our Irish sea moss. Get it. Try it. And see how amazing it is, and then know they lied to you. We have an 80-plus percent reorder rate on our methylene blue, 70-plus percent on the other supplements. Nobody's got that because they are the best of the best. And then you fund this operation in the face of their tyranny to keep us on the air. So the ball's in your court. I appreciate your support. Go now to thealexjonesshow.com to get these products. But regardless, this is a big deal with them saying we were shut down and now saying it again. Doing it all unlawfully. We're still fighting to the end. We have a lot of options left, but we can't keep fighting with our legal bills and more unless you support us. So do it now at thealexjonesshow.com and make sure these people lose in the end. But regardless, we're going to keep fighting. Thank you so much. I humbly ask for your support. thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, share the articles, share the videos, share this report, and pray for us because we're all in this together. Thank you so much.
The satirical news site The Onion says it has bought the conspiracy theorist outlet InfoWars run by Alex Jones. This is not a joke, we assure you. A bankruptcy judge forced Jones to sell InfoWars this year. It was done to help pay a more than $1 billion defamation judgment to the families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims. Jones repeatedly called that shooting a hoax, and some of those families supported The Onion's winning bid. NBC News senior reporter Brandi Zadrozny joins us now on set. Brandi, this is a crazy story because it, to a lot of, or at least to me, it seemed like I didn't know the sale was happening. I knew there was still all this legal hubbub around Alex Jones. I knew about judgments, but I was like, I didn't know it was going to go up in this way. Also, The Onion stepping in to buy it. Why and what do they do with it?
Well, if you might know that The Onion's CEO is actually an old colleague of ours, disinformation reporter Ben Collins.
Wait, I did not know this. Okay.
Yes. So there's a very interesting reason probably why this was on his radar, right? Mm-hmm. So he knows all about it, is very familiar with the case. And so he, along with The Onion in total, has partnered with the Sandy Hook families in Connecticut to bring about this deal. Mm-hmm. He is going to change the site. The site is already down right now. There is no more Infowars.com. It will be born again, and it will be a parody site. It will have well-known influencers, content creators, and that's what will be on the site. Every Town for Gun Violence will also have ads on the site, and it's really, we're not sure what to make of the new site, what will be, but he's got big plans.
Really interesting. For people who don't know, he was someone who reported a lot with you on disinformation, extremist behavior, brilliant reporter and wonderful person. But in terms of the reaction from Alex Jones and others, have we heard from them on this sale?
Oh, have we? Alex Jones has been, he was basically daring the people who are there to enforce this action to do it. Cut me off air, you know, drag me away, he was yelling from his Twitter account, which his ex account will remain for now at least. And so he has been saying that he will not go down without a fight. He is already challenging, and one of the other bidders is already challenging the ruling that gave the InfoWars to The Onion in court. So we'll see what really happens with that. But A wild day.
A lot to watch. Brandi Zadrozny, always a pleasure having you here. Thank you so much.
Overnight, the judge in charge of this put a hold on your purchase, raising questions about the process, raising questions about transparency in the bidding process.
Yeah, look, we won the bid. We own InfoWars, and we are very excited about that.
But is it true that you didn't have the highest bid?
We did have the highest bid when you take into account the family's concessions here. They made a concerted effort to make this the best and highest bid for everybody involved.
You are the reason InfoWars existed. You're the reason we've had so much success. You're the reason the globals hate our guts. I couldn't have done any of this without you. And now we're so close to being shut down. We fought so hard. We never gave up. We never backed down. But they have the state receiver appointed. He was here today. He can shut us down any time. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of November 6th, Thursday, November 6th, 2025. And you have until this Sunday, just 3 days, to take advantage of the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com, which I don't own, but finances the new network and keeps InfoWars on the air so the bad guys can't shut it down. You get great products, the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, collectible knives, and so much more, and you keep this operation on air one way or another. I am the InfoWar. My crew is the InfoWar. The caller, the guest, all of us are the InfoWar. They're not going to shut us down. We're not giving up. The fact that they've come after us so hard is a testament to how far we've come against them, and they know they can't continue to operate. They're going to lose if they don't shut us down. So be the reason we stay on the air. Huge sale, 25% off store-wide on top of huge sales, 50% off with things like ultramethylene blue and more. It ends this Sunday. Take advantage of it right now at thealexjonesstore.com, and I salute all of you and thank you for being at the heart of this fight. You are the spirit of 1776 worldwide. You are the resistance.
The truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app, available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.